Well, you were out hugging trees yesterday.
I was. I I went out with a measuring tape and one that my wife uses for fabric, you know, a cloth one that will go, and it was too short. So I had to get I got a piece of rope.
Okay.
And I circled my tree with the rope, and then I just went from the end to where it, and I grabbed it there, and then I marked it, and I laid it down and measured it with the tape, and I was, my red oak, which I have entered into the competition, is 61 and a half inches around.
We're talking about the Minnesota Tree and Woodland Carbon Capture Challenge, and joining us is Extension Specialist in Forest Resources, Matthew Russell. So John is in it. He's ready to compete.
You bet. I'm thinking about...
Morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. That's great to hear, John. We're looking forward to seeing your numbers.
All right. Well, I thought about cheating. I thought about, you know, going out and pouring nitrogen fertilizer all over the root base, but I thought, that wouldn't be fair.
So what's the purpose of having a challenge like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me on. Well, the goal of the Tree and Woodland Carbon Capture Challenge is to find the tree in Minnesota that sequesters the most carbon. And so trees, on the whole, you know, we always think about trees, you know, they provide us clean air, clean water, abundant recreational opportunities. One of the things we're really concerned about and why we're really looking to trees is, you know, their role in the global carbon cycle. Particularly as we know our times are changing and things look different than they did 100 years ago. And so the goal of the Carbon Capture Challenge is really to spread awareness and to get people out measuring the amount of carbon that's in their woods so that they can realize the real full value of trees in the global carbon cycle.
And this competition is open to anybody.
It is. Yeah, we encourage anyone that's got a tree nearby them, which is just about everyone in Minnesota.
Pretty much.
and so we ask people to go out before May 29th to go out, and there are two options in the challenge. One is just to measure a tree, just like John did, a tree that's in your yard or in your woodland nearby, to measure that before May 29th. And then you'll measure it again at the end of the growing season. We'll see how much that tree grew. And what we'll provide you at the University of Minnesota Extension is an estimate of how much carbon is stored in your trees and then how much carbon it sequestered over the growing season. And so that's one category is the tree category. The other is the woodland category, which if you really want to be a real forester, you might choose that woodland category.
Because that's basically
setting up a forest inventory plot and measuring a number of trees that are found around you in a small circular plot. Measuring that at the beginning of the growing season and then again at the end, and then we'll see how much carbon that woodland has sequestered.
And I have a couple of questions about that. It says in the instructions a tenth of an acre. So how big a radius for my circle would that be? And then the other question I had was a tree species. Should I be picking one species over another?
Yeah, and so the first part of your question about the 10th acre, so yeah, foresters rarely measure every tree out in the woods. What they do is they set up small circular plots and measure the trees around them. And so a 10th acre is about a 26-foot radius.
Okay.
And so in the carbon challenge, look 26 feet around you, stand in one spot, and kind of do a full 360 view. And then count all the trees that are above 5 inches in what foresters call diameter at breast height, or about 4.5 feet above the ground.
Okay. And so that's where we should be taking our measurements.
Yep. That's where you should, right at DBH, at 4.5 feet above the ground.
Okay.
Now, the other part about the species, what's interesting when we look at how much carbon is stored in trees is that all species are different. And so typically we think of, you know, our hardwood species, our maples and oaks, they store more carbon because their wood density is different. Their wood characteristics are much different than, say, some of our conifers. So cedar and larch and pine actually are a little bit lower in carbon value just because the wood architecture, it's not as dense as some of the hardwood species in Minnesota.
So you guys have already built in a kind of a formula or an algorithm. So if I'm measuring, say, an aspen against my oak, or a Norway pine against, or a red pine against my oak, the oak has a different factor in terms of carbon sequestration than the pine, even though the pine might grow more in the year?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, we rely a lot on a lot of research done by folks at the University of Minnesota, at the U.S. Forest Service, who really developed these equations to predict. As you might expect, I mean, it's difficult to measure the amount of carbon in a tree. And so foresters are smart, and they'll measure simple things like the DVH and the species. And that, we use that as a surrogate for estimating how much carbon is in a tree. And just to give some perspective, if you were to cut down a tree and weigh it, you'd have the biomass of the tree. About half of that biomass is carbon. And so the amount of carbon in a tree really varies depending on what species it is and how it grows throughout the growing season.
Sure. Interesting. Yeah. So 4.5 feet up, take a measure, submit it. Well, you got to fill out, where do we go to register our tree if we want to join the competition?
Yeah, we've got a short web link that's easy to remember, z.umn.edu/carbon challenge. Again, that's z.umn.edu/carbon challenge.
There's all
of the instructions for how to measure the trees, whether you do the tree category or the woodland category. And then there's a link there to submit your observation that you found.
How many people are you hoping to hear from?
We hope to get several dozen at least. We've got, looked this morning, about 15 entries so far. We've got one, a large white pine in Hubbard County. That's a 60-inch white pine in Hubbard County, which is pretty big, all the way down to, I think, a 10-inch silver maple down in Olmsted County. So as you might expect, the amount of carbon in those trees is going to be different because they're different species. They're growing in different areas in the state as well.
I'm going to appeal to all of our listeners, all of my student phenologists. This is a good opportunity. Get out there. Let's swell their ranks and let's kind of dominate from the northern part of the state. Let's make them sorry they ever invited us to this party. Yeah, let's make their mathematicians sweat. Let's put their computer under duress.
We'll put a link on our website as well. It's Matthew Russell, Extension Specialist in Forest Resources. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Good to chat with you.